Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw, Sunday night of a bye week. The Noles get through the bye week with no real drama, no like freak accidents or injuries, no arrests. Like, I feel like that was an issue in the past, like trying to get through bye weeks with everybody staying out of trouble. So a good little bye week, Richie. We got to watch our rivals struggle like crazy yesterday. We'll talk about that a little bit. A lot to talk about, a lot to break down. How has your weekend been outside of golf?
Oh man, don't even get me started on golf, TJ, because the USA let me down. I want to be a proud American and I cannot be after the Europeans just took it to us in the Ryder Cup. But it's been a great weekend otherwise, you know, a lot of good college football. The Bucks beat the Saints today. Sorry, Lindsay. You know, that was big for us. Baker Mayfield, are the Bucks good? I don't know. We're not here to talk about that. But, man, again, Florida State is 4-0 heading into a game. They should win against Virginia Tech. This has been a great week for me.
Yeah, no, good weekend for sure. Bye week meant we got to do some, like, other things this weekend. And, you know, I missed the Noles for sure. But it was a good weekend to get healthy. It was a good weekend to
– yes.
I took my kids out to see – FSU's women's tennis team was here in Tampa. So we went nice. To Coach Hyde. A good weekend. And then I got home and watched the second half of that Florida-Kentucky game. That was great. Oof. So anyway, all right, we got a little love here from Shane to start the show. Shout out Shane for the super chat before we even get started. Big fan of that. So Harlan,
let's go, do
we have
Shane.
Any $2 music? Do we have any $2 sounds? $2, I feel like we got to – dial it back.
You a recruit and you ain't going to Florida State. What you doing?
Appreciate it, Shane. You're the man. All right. We just need to stop posturing and just start winning. Listen, 4-0. I don't know how much more winning we can do, but I get it. Not satisfied with the way we've looked at times, but that's fine. All right. So first thing coming out of this, Double Fries No Slaw brought to you by Guthrie's in Tallahassee, 1818 West Tennessee, 2550 North Monroe. Hey, we're doing a tailgate. Some of you guys talked about going to the game. Make sure that you get your tailgate tickets, which are in the description. That's the very top of the description. Lance, I see you're going. Others that are coming to the game. We'll have all you can eat, all you can drink right there outside of Doak. We're as close as you can get to Doak Campbell Stadium. Going to have a ton of fun out there. Come tailgate with us. A lot of fun. Don't have a ton of tickets left. So go to doublefriesnoslaw.com. It's the first thing on the store. And let's hang out a little bit. Nathaniel, my man. Way to go get those tickets. I just got an email about it, so I like that. Richie, Florida State trying to get healthy out of this bye week, and obviously it all kind of starts and ends with Jordan Travis. There's some guys in the offensive line. There's some guys in the secondary that kind of got banged up against Clemson or before Clemson that I think there's some concern around. But it'd be really nice to have JT13 at as close to 100% as possible. There have been some Twitter and message board, I wouldn't say like not rumors, but just like suggestions about maybe him not even playing against Virginia Tech, who, you know, Florida State could probably beat with any of their quarterbacks. I don't necessarily know that you go that far, but I think you absolutely protect him in this game. Like, he's not running, he's not taking off, he's told to intentionally ground anytime. You know, I think you try and protect him as much as you can.
Yeah, I think the bye week comes at a perfect time for Florida State, and Jordan Travis, you do not want him taking any hits. I think it's silly to suggest you should not play him at all. You play him. Like, you know, I think going back a few years, Florida State made a mistake of, you know, we took that Jacksonville State game like a joke, right? Like, we're going to win regardless, whatever. It doesn't matter. No, take every game seriously. If Jordan is available, you play him. I don't know if you remember, TJ, the 2011 Wake Forest game where, you know, E.J. Manuel was available on an emergency situation.
Oh.
And, you know, we get down big and when Clint Trickett started and then E.J. comes in and plays well, but we lose the game. Like, no, if Jordan's available, play him and sit him after the half. And Virginia Tech is a bad team. We'll talk a lot about it Wednesday when we do our preview show. But this is a game that you need to win. Obviously, you're going to go to 5-0 this week, which is awesome for Florida State fans. And I just Jordan needs to get healthy, but I agree with you, man. He does not need to take a lot of hits this weekend.
Yeah, you'd hope that they draw it up to protect him pretty well. You'd really like to see Florida State get some confidence in the running game.
Yeah.
You'd like to see Florida State kind of get things moving the right direction there, because that has been a bit of a struggle for you to start this season. And if you're doing that, you're obviously limiting how much Jordan could potentially get hit. At the end of the day, and we'll, like you said, we won't spend a ton of time on Virginia Tech, but at the end of the day, you're playing a team that you are so much better than. It's not even funny. Virginia Tech should not be able to put a lot of pressure on Jordan. If they do, we've got bigger issues than I think, you know, any of us would like to admit. You should be able to protect him very well. You should be able to run the ball better. He shouldn't need a ton of time for the elite wide receivers that we have on this team to get open. And you should be able to move the ball effectively enough to where, yeah, we've said this a few weeks, right, where we didn't want the team playing much of the second half against Southern Miss. We didn't want them playing much of the second half against Boston College. You really couldn't get that done as much as you wanted to. Southern Miss a little better than BC. But I think if you can get these guys out in the first half, that just helps the situation even more. Talking about protecting Jordan Travis, obviously Mo Smith was back out there for the last game anyway. I feel good about where he's at. I'm not super confident in where we are with Robert Scott, although I do think that you know, the line itself is not going to see any tests like it had seen against Clemson and LSU. But having Scott back, having Smith back would be massive for the overall depth. And again, keeping your best player upright and healthy.
Yeah, I think Mo Smith is, like, he is an integral part of this offensive line. And if he's healthy, and shout out to that man, because against Clemson, he wasn't healthy at all, but he just grinded it out and did what he had to do. But you get him, Robert Smith back, man, this offensive line can be much better. You know, obviously, there's a lot of concerns about the running game right now, and I'm one of those people that are very concerned with it. But if you can get the rotation you want, and Alex Atkins, I trust him coming off a bye week with Mike Norvell, you know, dissecting the film and seeing how everything looks. I really like this Florida State rushing attack to potentially turn into something that we thought we would have coming into the season. We're not there yet. Like, we're far, far from there, TJ. But my goodness, if you get a starting five you like with three reserves, I think we're in really good shape at that point. But the good thing, again, and I'm going to keep saying it, TJ, we're 4-0. You got through September undefeated. You're going to beat Virginia Tech. You're going to be 5-0. Keep getting healthy and figure out what you need to make this thing work. And my goodness, we could have a special season, TJ.
Yeah, I think you know, we'll talk. You know, we'll kind of, well, let's go into this. We'll talk about Akeem Dent, then we'll talk just kind of more so what we think for the rest of the year. But you know, I was told by a couple of people that Akeem Dent was trending toward playing in that Clemson game. Obviously, he didn't. Was ruled out that morning. And that kind of came as a shock to me. Somebody told me you should get rid of the guy that told you that. And I said, one of them you certainly wouldn't want me to get rid of, Richie and Harlan. I'll tell you who that was after. If you sign up for the highest level of Patreon, I'll tell you too. I think that you know, getting him back would be huge. Yeah. Though, as much as I think there is a drop off there, and that's no shot at anybody else, there is a drop off behind Akeem. If he's not 100%, like if he's like not so healthy that there's zero chance of re-injury, I wouldn't play him. I would let him sit against Virginia Tech. You take your lumps. If you blow a coverage or two, you blow a coverage or two. You can win 56-14 instead of 56-6. I'm okay with that. Like, win the game, get out, and don't risk rushing him back. So I think as the week progresses, we should have a little bit better idea of where he stands. If there's any chance that he gets back or not at this point. When did he go out, Richie? Against Southern Miss, correct? So he's been out, or was he out against BC?
BC, I think.
So he's been out for what, 3-4 weeks now. I think, I really feel like he's trending toward being back, but I think we'll have a little bit better idea as the week goes.
I'm with you. Don't rush him back.
You just can't. Remember Dalvin in 2014 with that hammy? Like, you just.
Oh, every week.
Yeah. And shout out to him for being able to get back in there, but man, he did some ridiculous things with a busted up leg. Like, could you imagine him without it? But yeah, don't want to rush that. Let that happen, you know, as it does very naturally, and then kind of go from there. So, all right, recalibrating what the rest of the season looks like. And you mentioned this. Florida State could play a D game, and I think they beat Virginia Tech probably by 2 scores. You know, a C game probably gets you a 20-point win. So I think that, you know, you're going to win this weekend. It's about getting out. It's being healthy. It's finally looking like you were, you know, fully prepared. You've had 2 weeks for this game. Not that I think they've been doing VT install all, you know, 13 days, but you know, you go out and take care of business, look like you're supposed to. We'll talk about the AP poll in a minute, but there's a lot of people that, you know, have thought that the Noles were underwhelming, and you go out. I mean, I think it's an opportunity to go out and really show them that you can beat the heck out of a team when you're supposed to. And then I don't think it stops there. I think you match up incredibly well with Syracuse, who got beat down a little bit this weekend against Clemson. Syracuse also has to play. Oh man, who does Syracuse play this weekend? I saw somebody else that's like not super.
In North Carolina, Drake May, watch out.
Not super friendly there. So they go Clemson, North Carolina, Florida State in back-to-back weeks. I think you should beat Syracuse pretty handily. I don't think it's going to be quite the game it was last year with them having a backup quarterback up there. But I do think you beat the heck out of them. And then who knows? I certainly am not thrilled that this happened last night. It kind of sunk for the Duke game. But if Riley's not back, I mean, whether he's back or not, yeah, I think you beat Duke. But if he's not back, I mean, you're going to beat the heck out of them, and it's not going to be close. And then Wake Forest is one of the worst teams in the ACC. You really, if they were to drop any of these next 4 games, Richie, I think I'd be beside myself. Like, I would be in a legitimate bad place if they were to drop any of the next 4 games on the schedule. And again, I think Duke is kind of a fun story, but I just don't think they can match up with you. I don't think they're good enough. Shoot, you could probably even throw the Pittsburgh game in there as well. They're not very good either. And so really losing any of the next 5, I mean, this should be a 9-0 team. And you hate to count all of your chickens before they hatch, but this should be a 9-0 team with the biggest game of the year that'll be in Tallahassee coming the week after with Miami. So Duke worry you the most in there, but can you even find a second team that you're worried about, you know, in that 5 that we just mentioned, Virginia Tech, Hughes, Wake, and Pitt?
Even with Riley Leonard, Florida State should beat Duke. Like, what are we talking about here? We are holding this team now. This is not the past 4 or 5 years. You know, we are holding this team to a championship expectation. They may not win the national title, and that's fine. But at the very least, we're expecting them to compete for the college football playoff. If you can't beat Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Duke, Wake, Pitt, Miami's good. I'll give it to them. Like, we'd like to troll and all that good stuff. Miami is a good football team, and they're going to be a test. But you get that game in Doak. I'm not worried about Florida. Like, we saw what happened against Kentucky. The dude ran for 300 yards against them. So this is a very favorable schedule. You know, there were a lot of high rankings and undefeated teams and all that stuff. I'd never bought any of it, really. But this is a team that I think Florida State should run the table the next 4 or 5 weeks. And I do think Miami is going to be a challenge. That is going to be a very tough game. Their offensive line is outstanding. We'll see what happens. But win every week, take care of what you do. And I think Mike Norvell sends that message to the team. And that's huge because, you know, Jimbo, I love Jimbo, when peak Jimbo at Florida State. But, you know, you think about the NC State game and the Virginia game in 2011 and different games like that, where he just had the team thinking, oh, we're going to win this game. No, I think Mike Norvell is going to have this team ready every single week. And it starts this week with the Virginia Tech.
Noles win! Noles win!
Oh, I was on mute. That's why. Whole time. William, thank you for the super chat. My bad. we threw that up. So, all right, William, thank you for your love. You guys could hear the super chat sound, though, right?
Yeah, but we could hear that for sure.
All right, cool. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Half asleep on this. So, just blame TJ tonight. Hashtag blame TJ is the name of the show. Should be able to hear now. If there's any issues, then I don't send a super
we
chat.
We can hear you. Good.
Your audio will work. all right. So then you got that Miami game. Again, people will talk about Florida. Let's talk about this. They suck, Richie. People are saying like they're worried about that game. I am a little, I wouldn't say worried, but I do think that the Miami game is tougher now than I think we thought it might've been, later on in the year. The Florida game, I'm not concerned. Did you watch their game against Kentucky yesterday?
Oh,
like, they legitimately suck.
No, it was nice because I was devastated after watching Team USA versus Europe in the Ryder Cup, but it went right into the Florida game. Again, they had a running back run for 300 yards against them. One guy, not the team. That team is just bad. Graham Mertz is bad. I'm not worried about Florida at all. Like, the Swamp is a tough place to play. It'll be a tough game just because of the rivalry, the setting and all of that good stuff. But if Florida State plays their C-plus game, they're going to beat Florida by a lot. And I think Florida State's going to have things figured out by then, because this is, we're 4-0, and we haven't played a full game all season. Let us play a full game against Florida. That could get really ugly, TJ. Really ugly.
Yeah, you also like wonder, and not that I think, I do think that Napier's doing an okay job of kind of like turning some things around there culture-wise, but
yeah, whatever.
So I don't think the whole team will out and out quit, but I do think you'll have some of those guys making business decisions.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fair enough to say that you might have some of those guys that are looking toward the NFL, like maybe not giving as much effort on every single play, maybe not some of those running backs that are really good, maybe not putting it all out there on the line. You know, I'll tell you, I would never advocate, I kind of did on Twitter today, I would never advocate cheering for the Gators, but you might consider cheering for them this weekend, because if they lose to Vandy, like, they're going to get a new coach, and eventually they're going to hire the right guy. Like, you can only miss so many times before you finally hire a competent coach. And so if they lose to Vandy, my worry is that they don't win anything else and they have a new coach. So I'm not going to out and out cheer for them. I would never say that, but I think the best case scenario is that they beat Vandy and then lose all the rest of their games. So anyway, I'm not going to cheer for the Gators, guys. I'm not going to do it, but you don't want them to move on from Napier too fast, because if they actually get a good coach, it's scary. Nathaniel,
fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Noles win. Noles win.
This will allow them to refit, reorganize, and come out firing on Saturday. I don't know if that's about us or the Gators, but yeah, I do agree kind of on both teams. I think both teams win. I think they beat Vandy, and I think we beat Virginia Tech having the time off. This is a good point. Somebody mentioned you don't trust their AD making a good hire. Let me tell you something. If Napier doesn't work out, Scott Strickland's gone. Their AD is gone. So it'll be a new AD coming in.
So Florida's favored by 18 this weekend.
It was 21 to open, though.
I'm going to bet the Vandals on this one.
You should have taken that at 21, because you could have gotten a few more, a little juice on that side. But yeah, I don't
They're
know.
Not losing this weekend. They're not losing this weekend, which is good. As you said, TJ, keep Billy Napier in Gainesville as long as we possibly can, because I need that man to be the coach there for a long, long time.
Yeah. So they're embarrassing. I certainly am not going to, I mean, I'd love if Vandy won, but if Vandy wins, they get to get a new coach. And so And then we get to hear all the lies about how the, oh, this is the guy, you know.
But they might actually hire the right guy.
What if they hire Deion? All right, let's do this. Let's just do it. It's a bye week.
Oh, my gosh. We're going there. All right.
I don't think they ever would, but would that scare – that would scare me. I'm just going to be honest. That'd scare me. That'd scare the crap out of me.
The talent that Deion would get at UF would be – it would be like rival Nick Saban at Alabama early on.
Dude.
I like Deion. A lot of Florida State fans don't like him right now. I really like Deion. Man, I hope he would never take a job at UF because I think he might run the SEC for a while, to be honest. Because he's gonna hire hire coordinators that he needs to hire. He knows he's not like the head coach that's gonna run everything, but he's gonna be a CEO that acquires talent nonstop and hires great coordinators. Man, Deion would be a problem anywhere in the SEC if we're being honest.
Yeah, it would scare me. Okay, so first of all, not to go so far down the rabbit trail with Deion, but I don't think UF would, because Deion wants to go to a place and completely control everything. And I think UF's big money boosters like Billy, I don't want to call Billy Napier a puppet. Like, it's not that much, but like, he gets told what to do by those big money boosters. And so like, Deion Sanders is not going to a place where he cannot have full and complete control. Like, he's not going to a place where he can't be Nick Saban or Kirby Smart or one of those coaches. And so that's why I don't think that UF would hire him. That's why I don't think Deion would take that job. But the thing that has impressed me the most about Deion Sanders so far is not necessarily the recruiting. It's the people that he's surrounded himself with. And I think that Kent State coach, that Sean Lewis, I think his name, he is a great offensive coordinator. Like, he really is. Like, their offense does very impressive things. And, you know, he's going to continue to get talent in there. Like, I know Shador's having a good year. I know that Travis was having a good year before he got hurt. But I would be worried about that. I think that you bring that coordinator over, or you bring another guy like that. Obviously that's who Coach Prime went and got for Colorado. I think, man, you know,
if he were at Florida, he would have the number one class in the country.
Oh my gosh, he'd be nasty. Yeah. So yeah,
he would have five stars.
I need UF to be Vandy this weekend. I went from UF losing to Vandy all the way to Deion Sanders is going to going there. All right, Jeff Hill. Sorry, Harlan.
Put a smile on your face. Okay, because Florida State, if we gonna do it, then we do it big. Let's go, baby.
They couldn't beat Vanderbilt last year with Richardson, so I wouldn't surprise me if they lost this week. Yeah,
Richardson threw the football to the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't think that Florida loses, but it wouldn't shock me. They are legitimately terrible, and so the Tennessee game was just weird. Like, Tennessee finally figured out offense second half, but they were also down three offensive linemen. So anyway, all right, Michael Ellis. Let's get
together. Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, FSU!
I'm not worried about Virginia Tech.
Yeah, let's get together on this bye week. Michael Ellis, our leader now. Shout out to that. Shout out to taking over the top spot. My guy, Michael, my other guy, Michael Harris, is going to be upset that you took that spot. So, but yeah, I think I don't have a discount on the LSU game. I don't think that was to me, but all good. I appreciate it. Don't be putting other people's discount codes in here. But shout out to Norvell Central. He does a good job. I'm not worried about Virginia Tech. Sorry. We'll preview that on Wednesday, but I don't know. Did you see after this weekend, even after Virginia Tech won Florida, the ESPN FPI, like, our chances increased up to like 95% or something like that. Like, I think Virginia Tech
is that much. I'm not impressed with Virginia Tech at all.
Who did they
4.7%? Oh my goodness!
Who did they beat yesterday? They beat Pitt.
Let's see here.
Phil Dracovic is terrible. So I don't know, but yeah, I'm not worried about this at all. I think the Noles absolutely roll. Virginia Tech is not good. They played another team that was not good. 5.3% is what
they
beat
Pitt, and
they beat Pitt pretty well. 38-21. They look good. Yeah. They're not doing that this weekend. No. They should. Yeah, that no chance at all.
Again,
so
we should, and I'm not saying we will, but we should breeze to the finale at Florida. Miami is going to be a tough game, and I cannot wait for that week. We're going to have a great show. We'll probably bring Kev or someone on to talk about that game. But, man, if we truly believe Florida State is a playoff team, I don't see a loss until the finale, and we're going to beat Florida. So who do we get in Charlotte? I'm TJ. I booked my Airbnb in Charlotte. I'm going to be up there. I know I'd never leave Orlando, but I am going to do it because Florida State, I believe, will be playing in the ACC championship game, and I cannot wait to get there.
So who – here's – okay, one from one freak out to another. Here's what else I'm worried about, Richie. You're good. I appreciate you for commenting and tuning in. Make sure you're subscribed, though. I don't give you guys a hard enough time for subscribing in the middle of the show. I always say at the end of the show, Richie. Here's something else I'm worried about. So you know, North Carolina, Duke, NC State, Miami, like all these teams play each other, and so I am worried about. Now, Louisville could be the one saving grace. Louisville does play some of those teams, not all of them. But I am a little bit worried. Louisville does play Duke. They do play Miami. So it's, you know, they got a couple of tough ones in there. Is it irrational for me to be worried that Clemson's going to somehow sneak back into the ACC championship? Because I see all those teams that I just mentioned button heads and beating up on each other, and everybody ends up with like two or three losses, and Clemson sneaks right back in there and goes. Now, I will say this. I still think we are – if we go 12-0, I think we're in either way, unless we just get blown out or something. But I – listen, I don't mean to sound like a sissy crying about Dion to UF, crying about the ACC champ, crying about everything else tonight. You guys should have heard me crying before we went live. But I'm a little – I don't say worried, but I don't love the idea of seeing Clemson in a rematch.
Clemson's a good team. Like I'm sorry. They are a good football team, but they have two ACC losses. That is huge right now, right? So for them to make it to Charlotte to play us in the ACC championship game, they're going to need help. They're going to need – Duke has a tiebreaker. Florida State has the tiebreaker against Clemson. I think it's – pretty unlikely that Clemson makes it to Charlotte, but if they do, I agree with you, TJ. Man, that's a defense I do not want to see again because I don't care. 2-2, say what you want. That's a damn good football team and a really damn good defense.
So you're right. They do have the tiebreaker with Duke, but Duke still has all of their ACC games left besides that one. So if Duke loses to us and
they will. Yeah.
If Riley's out and they lose to like they got to play NC State with if Riley's not back, they have a three game stretch of NC State, us and Louisville. And then they got to play UNC at the end of the year.
I think we see Louisville in Charlotte, to be honest.
Well, I hope I would love that.
I'm telling you. Sorry, Hunter, but that was embarrassing Friday night.
So I don't know. I'm a little worried about it. I wouldn't say I'm super worried about it, but if some of these teams start beating up on each other, to me, they really just have to pass ahead of Duke. Like, they got to find a way to get back ahead of Duke because we're not going to lose three ACC games.
No.
But what I am worried about is – so we're going to beat Miami, and they're going to beat Miami. So that puts them ahead of them. They have the tiebreaker with Miami.
Duke beats Miami, that's going to be amazing.
No, I was talking Clemson. Clemson's going to beat Miami. We're going to beat Miami. So they move ahead of Miami.
Yeah.
Clemson beats UNC. They're going to move ahead of them. You know, so I just, and then it's just whether or not Duke
can Clemson's not losing serve. Another game this season. I'm going to throw it out there. I don't see them losing another game this year.
Yeah, but to me, it's probably going to end up being Notre Dame. So I'm not even that excited about it because it doesn't help. So
it's irrelevant. Yeah.
I don't know. The rest of Clemson's schedule in the ACC is this, and then we'll move off of them. They play Wake Forest. Obviously, they're going to win that. They play at Miami. I think they win that. Yeah. Then they play at NC State. I think they win there. They play Georgia Tech. I think they win there. And they play UNC. So maybe UNC could do us a favor, yeah. But Clemson does get that game at home. I don't think that's like could certainly go either way. So
that'll be a good game, actually.
Yeah, there's some good games in the ACC. Hopefully, we don't have any more of them. So, all right, Jennifer.
You a recruit and you ain't going to Florida State. What you doing?
Listen, okay, Deanna UF definitely scares me. He could get those boys to maybe outrun a kicker. Did you see that? Did you see the kicker? They got run down by a kicker. Did you see that play? Like,
I did not.
Oh,
what did I miss?
My goodness. Bro. Yeah, they're embarrassing. Yeah, Deion at... All right, let's do this and we'll move on. Are you more worried about Deion at UF or Clemson in the ACC championship?
Deion scares the hell out of me. Like, if he goes to a legitimate threat of a school, he's going to make noise. A lot of Florida State fans don't like Deion right now. I get it. If he goes to a school that has the potential for national championships, I think Deion wins a national championship. I really do.
That would hurt.
I really do. And I would love it. I would love it if he did.
Just not at UF.
No, not UF. Yeah.
Come on, man.
If he went anywhere else, like, my goodness, Deion, I'm telling you, if he's all in, and it seems like he is, he's going to win a national title at some point in the next 10 years.
How about this? So when they go to the Big 12 next year, and like they have everybody back, if Sanders comes back, and you got Travis Hunter back next year, some of these young guys that are playing well, Cormani played good yesterday. I think they're going to make a run at it. I think he's going to go portal heavy again.
And it's a 12-team playoff.
And it's the Big 12, bro. I think they're going to playoff next year. So, all right, people are getting upset with the Deion talk. I'm very sorry.
I'm sorry, but he's a fucking
bye week.
Good man.
Yeah, we had a bye week. What do you want me to talk about? All right, Michael, save us from ourselves here.
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
If he goes to UF, when you take his jersey and put it back in the rotation, I'm good with that. Give it to the long snapper. All right, Richie, big recruiting weekend coming up. We'll talk about that as soon as we give some love to Garnet Gold and Grahamco. Garnet Gold, use code NOSLAW, NOSLAW, if you are looking for FSU gear. Grahamco, thegrahamco.com, the best in Delta 8. Use TJ25 at checkout for 25% off. Big recruiting weekend this weekend. LJ McCray going to be in town amongst others, but he's who I kind of want to focus on. This is a Florida State, Florida, and UGA battle. And I don't mean to be negative. I'm probably one of the most positive people that acts like their opinion matters. I think Florida State's rolling third here. But you have a chance by getting that last official visit to really impress him and really wow him. And I'll say this with the most, I don't know, just as nice as I possibly can. And so probably by, you know, beating around the bush and probably making a bigger deal of it than, you know, I probably even should be. But I think a lot of the recruiting on the defensive side of the ball needs to step up. And I really like what we've done in the secondary. I think we've done a great job there. I think linebacker, defensive end, and defensive tackle have to step up. We are we're getting lapped at those positions. And I think, you know, if it doesn't change soon, I think you're going to start to notice that on the field in years to come. You know, you can't always just go out and get an immediate hit in the transfer portal. You've done a good job with Verse. You've done a good job with Jermaine Johnson and Braden Fisk and other guys, but you're going to have to start recruiting those positions better. Defensive tackle recruiting has not been good this cycle. It just is what it is. I don't really know how else to put that. Look at what we have committed at defensive tackle and look what we have committed other places. Same thing with linebacker, defensive end. They did get DeeDee Holmes. That was a big pickup. But even outside of that, I think you really need to see some improvement there. Look at who we've missed out on recently at defensive end. That Keldrick Falk is absolutely killing it at Auburn right now. You think back to Marvin Jones Jr. the year before. And I don't know. I just think that needs to improve. And you can go a long way towards starting to turn that around and improving that and righting that ship if you could win a battle against Florida and Georgia in LJ McCray. And I don't think that this one recruitment is the end-all be-all for everything defensive line at Florida State for the future. But this kid is elite. He's top 10 in the country, according to On3. He is a phenomenal prospect who is just rising and rising and rising and rising more as his year goes along. And seemed like Florida State made some headway with him during the LSU game. He did come to Orlando. I think that was big for the Noles. But I just don't know that they're close enough right now. And I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to sit here next Sunday and him have committed to us during his official visit. I just think that they're going to have to absolutely blow it out of the water and then probably get a pretty big assist from another guy that doesn't an FSU podcast that will remain nameless to end up closing the deal on him. So I don't know, Richie. I've kind of rambled there. I've kind of ranted on my thoughts on LJ McCray, but it is a huge recruitment that if Florida State can somehow find a way to get ahead of Georgia and Florida, maybe Florida struggles help you. Maybe Georgia fills up. I don't know if you fill up more than a top 10 player, though. So I don't know if that really is going to be much of a help. But, man, this would be a big one if the Noles could find a way to win it.
Yeah, I don't think Florida State does. We'll see what happens. But, Mike Norvell has done a phenomenal job in the transfer portal. You want to ideally build your team with high school prospects like this guy. By year two, three, they're the people that you're relying on. I just don't see this one happening. And I'm not an insider. I don't have any information that may or may not work out. But, but if he's a guy that if you could pull, my goodness, that's a statement. And if Florida State keeps winning, maybe Georgia struggles and drops one. Florida's not good. We know that. But we just saw that. They just got everything pushed in against Kentucky. Maybe you do have a chance late in the season. I don't think they're going to get a commitment this week or next week. But potentially in December, I think there is a decent chance if you're Florida State.
So we'll see. Massive, massive opportunity. Richie and I sound like depressed old men talking about it, and so sorry about that. But yeah, not feeling great about it. But yeah, I'd love to be proven wrong. I mean, I'd love to sit on here and eat crow and the turntables as Michael Scott said. So we'll see. He's talked about wanting to make an announcement somewhat after his birthday, which is pretty soon coming up after the visit. So we'll see kind of how things go. But hey, a massive opportunity. To go out and you probably are running top three. I mean, top three is better than top 10, I guess, but it doesn't really matter unless you land them. So you need Florida to keep losing. You need to go out and just do some ridiculous things at a few different levels to try and land this kid and then go from there. Hey guys, do me a favor. If you're watching this, the stats always come in that about 60% of you who watch this are not subscribed. I'm not really good at math, but I think that'd be like, I don't know, 220 of the 300 people in here or something like that. I don't know. 240 is maybe, I don't know. What's 60% of 300, Richie? But anyway, whatever that number is that I can't do off the top of my head, 180. You guys hit that button for me real quick. Let's help the channel. The show's free. Let's get that number up a little bit. Richie, any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
Nothing really. I'm really upset at America right now. But
the golf, the golf team.
Shout out to Europe. Like they played a phenomenal. They played a phenomenal Ryder Cup, and unfortunate because Brooks. I'm rocking the Smash GC golf hat to support Brooks. But man, it was ugly if you were waking up at 3 a.m. every day like I was watching this golf tournament.
Yeah, that sounds awful. So I'm glad that I didn't wake up for that crap. Listen, we are tailgating outside of Doak, like literally right in front of the stadium. We'll be out there at 11 a.m. until kickoff. We'll come back after kickoff as well. The game will be on. So if you're in Tallahassee and you only have tickets, come hang out. The game will be on out there. We'll have a ton of fun. Tickets are available on our website, doublefriesnoslaw.com. You just go to the store. They're right there. Link is also in the description. My guy Homer from... Homer Hayes from Deck Night on the Rocks is bringing some bourbon by, so we'll have a great time there. You guys go check out their YouTube channel. They do a good job. Homer Hayes, Homer and Amy at Deck Night on the Rocks. Big FSU fan, big FSU guy, bringing some bourbon to hang out as we tailgate before the Virginia Tech game. So y'all get out there and hang out with us. Have a ton of fun. We're outside the stadium. We're right at the Heritage Fountain. Yeah, so it's right between spot. The circus tent. Yeah. And the baseball field, the baseball will call right there, right next to the stadium. So grab your tickets. All you can eat, all you can drink. Guthrie's will be out there, and we'll have a bunch of bourbon. Thanks to Homer and Amy over at Deck Night on the Rocks. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for listening to me whine and complain and be miserable tonight. It was not half as bad as what Richie and Harlan had to hear, so I don't actually don't even feel that bad for you guys. So, all right, I love you guys. We'll be back with content all week. We'll do a preview show on Wednesday night. Stop worrying about Virginia Tech. We're going to beat their heads in. So, all right, love you guys. Go Noles.